You're listening to Glitch. Legend has it, deep in the depths of the forest goddess lies restless in the night. For centuries, she has been in search of her soul keeper. For many moons, she has let humans pass her borders, but to no avail. That is, till she is disturbed by a human seeking refuge in the night. Screaming and disrupting the balance, shaking the auras to their cores, catching the attention of the goddess herself. The goddess has observed the human for many moons and has decided to answer her prayers. Greetings, human. So, you've come back, howling alone in the moonlight again. Calm down. If you are patient, I will reveal myself to you. You come out into my forest every night, all alone, screaming at the top of your lungs. And be careful, there are cliffs, pools, pits. Accidents can happen. But I've been keeping an eye on you. Who knew such a dainty frame could harbor such depths? You come here to my forest, disturbing our peace and quiet with your incessant wailing, distressing my dearest animals, disrupting the auras, tipping the balance of the forest for months. The nerve of you ignorant humans. Do not know the powers I have to protect the forest. I could have arranged all manner of accidents for you, alone out here. A rock slide, perhaps. You're lucky. I could not bring myself to do it. There was something endearing about you. Yes, I've watched you these past few months. You are annoying, but I do pity you. I'm a divine goddess from the race Volva. We are seers. We see and know everything. Oh, yes, you know. I've seen into your dreams. I was curious. What pain, I wondered, what distress was behind those wails in the night. I've seen how much you desired to be touched. Oh, yes, I've seen. How? I am a goddess. I am the goddess of this forest. There were many of us. We had many names. Uldra, Siora, Talimaya, Uldra, Skogskra. Time has been most cruel to us. I am the only one left. I possess many forms. Siren, mermaid, succubus. I am this forest. My essence flows through it, and it through me. The animals, the streams, the trees, the earth. Where it goes, I go. So when you return to your home, all dirty and muddied, you take a part of me with you. I am with you. My powers have limits once you leave the boundaries of my forest, but I can see into your mind. I know your thoughts. When I'm entwined in those little, seemingly insignificant leaves and twigs that get entangled in your hair or your clothes, I'm with you. Until you shower yourself off. And I can no longer watch over you as I am washed away with the debris, down the drain, back to the sea, to eventually become rain and come home. Yes, human, I've seen your naked body before. Are you embarrassed? Humans, so very fragile and easy to scare. It's adorable. Listen, I like you, human. You cannot continue to crash and scream around my forest. You disturb it. You disturb my sleep. But I can help you. Perhaps I cannot be the mate you hoped for, but I can give you some of the satisfaction that you've been craving. Oh, come now. Don't you think it's time to give in? Give in to your desires? Now, tonight, I'll take the lead. Don't be afraid. Take my hand. Come with me into the trees. I'll steal you away. You'll be mine, just for a few hours. Welcome to the inner tree, the heart of the forest, my home. Come to me. Take off your clothes. Reveal those delicious curves to me. That's it. Good girl. You're beautiful, inside and out. I see you. I see the way your eyes drink me in. Don't I, too, look delectable? Don't you want? Oh my, pinning me to the ground. We're fortunate the moss is soft. So you think you can contain me, the forest goddess? You think you're in control? The way your body presses against me is rather alluring, but... Smart girl, using my own vines against me. You take to my realm well. It responds to you. You think you've trapped me? You think by tying me to the thick roots you can... Fine. You can amuse me. For a little while. You do amuse me, human. For a human, you are entrancing. I've never seen someone as beautiful in the starlight. The way the glinting lights hit your dainty frame. So alluring, hitting every soft curve from your legs up to your ass, along your hips, sneaking along the curve of your delicate spine, up your spine to your neck. The way it hits your glistening pussy, up along your stomach to your luscious breasts, to your hard nipples. I can practically taste them in my mouth. Give me a taste. Free me. Let me touch you. No. Excuse me, you dare... Your hands are everywhere. I don't think you'll get away with kissing my neck and licking it. Yes, I do like your hands on my inner thighs. That's it. Get them closer, please. I may be a goddess, but I am a woman. Your beauty, your touch, it's all too overwhelming. Oh my goodness, your fingers on my clit, they feel so good. Please, keep going. Good girl. Yes, just like that. go faster. Just keep the pressure, the pace. Be patient in the trees. We are slow. That's it. Keep going. I'm close. Come here. Kiss me. Yes. Don't stop. I'm so close. Almost there. I'm gonna... Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You did well, little one. So well. My turn. Look at you. Shh. Don't struggle. Let my vines drag you to the water. My fountain. Did you really think you had any control? You can only get what I give you. You've been such a good girl. Doesn't it feel nice? The cool, clear water wrapping around your body. Let me show you how it really feels to be tied, to be trapped. You look so perfect. Your body glistening in the water, so utterly exposed. Don't struggle. You can't escape. Oh no, don't mind the lights. It's just my spirits keeping an eye on us. They watch out for me. They sensed us and came to see if I was all right. No, they're just here to watch. In truth, I summoned them here. If the spirits are pleased as well as I am, you'll get your wish. You will belong to me. You would like that, wouldn't you? Good girl. The taste when we kiss, it's intoxicating. I have to taste you. Surprised I can breathe underwater. Silly one, I told you. I'm everything here you will learn. You taste so good. Your legs are already starting to shake and tremble. Close already. Your breasts are so soft. Your nipples, if I tug on them a little. Oh, bucking your hips. You needed this, didn't you? Cry out for me. That's it. Get to the edge. Don't hold back your moans. It's so sweet to hear you moaning and feel you writhing on my lips. When you're restrained, can't move. Spirits watching us, the water swallowing your body, my tongue on your soft folds, your body bucking, those moans escaping your lips. Give it to me. Give in to the pleasure, I can give you. That's it. Come right to the edge. Come for me. That's it. Let go. Good girl. You did well. I'm pleased with you. I couldn't be more pleased.